The Belfast Telegraph are reporting today that there could be a possible SDLP merger with Fianna Fáil. Let's talk to commentator Jude Collins. Good morning to you, Jude.
Good morning to you, Vinny.
Now, the SDLP leader, Colm Eastwood, has refused to rule out a realignment in Irish politics that would see his party standing aside and Fianna Fáil organising in Northern Ireland. Tell us what you know about that and what that could actually mean for the party and its members here.
Well, I suppose you have to look at the SDLP's prospects at present. I mean, as Colm Eastwood points out, or others, they have lost seats. They haven't said they're broke, but they've said that Sinn Féin has an infinitely better, what they call, war chest than they have.
Yeah, it's so an interesting quote, up against an opponent with a seemingly endless war chest.
A war chest, well, you know, you can see what kind of code they're using there. But the fact of the matter is they would have less resources than they once had. They certainly have less seats than they once had. So it would make actually sense, and I would certainly welcome it, because I think two All-Ireland parties, Sinn Féin and Fianna Fáil, might actually change things, because it would keep Sinn Féin on top of their game, because they then would have competition, and it would also normalise the idea that parties could see themselves as being All-Ireland, not just in word, but in deed as well. And I think, you see, Fianna Fáil are a wee bit nervous at the moment because, unexpectedly, Fine Gael, in their Brexit negotiations, have adopted a very strong One Ireland economically position. And that has heartened a lot of people, because most people felt of Fine Gael were the last to talk on All-Ireland terms, but Brexit has forced them to talk on All-Ireland terms, and a lot of people are thinking, in the South, are thinking they're doing a really good job. So Micheál Martin, the leader of Fianna Fáil, will be very nervous that if there was an election, and they say there may be an election in, say, a year, that he would suffer and Fianna Fáil would suffer grievously, despite everything.
How much do you think this will be welcomed within the party? Senior SDLP sources are telling the Bell Tell that around 80% of the party support it, yeah, leaving the stage to make way for Fianna Fáil.
Well, that's a very significant statement, you know, leaving the stage. If they were to say we would favour a merger with Fianna Fáil, that would have a certain amount of dignity to it. But to leave the stage is a little bit hard. I would think it would be sold as a merger when the time would come. But it depends on how many clear-eyed, hard-nosed realists there are within the ranks of the SDLP. And I think if they are realistic, and the same thing would apply to the UUP, actually, if they look at things, do they really believe they're going to come back and replace or even challenge Sinn Féin in the North? I don't think so, any more than the UUP is going to come back and replace the DUP. So the trajectory clearly is towards oblivion. The question is... What can they do?
Yeah.
Could they maybe form an alliance that might change all sorts of things? In fact, might damage Sinn Féin, which I'm sure they would, if that was to happen with a Fianna Fáil All-Ireland party, I'm sure a lot of SDLP people would be fairly pleased, let's say.
Support from within is an interesting point here. The SDLP MLA, Claire Hannah, was asked about a possible merger on Good Morning Ulster, and she seemed to somewhat be lacking in her support for that merger. Have a listen.
I haven't seen the article. I haven't heard anything about it. All I know is that I'm a Social Democrat and I joined the Social Democratic and Labour Party, and I think there's a need for that in our politics, and I think there's a need for a party that is centre-left.
Interesting clip there, because you would assume Claire Hannah, quite a prominent character within the party, and it doesn't seem, Jude, to be complete support behind this.
Well, would you expect her to say, I agree, we're finished, you know, let's take all the provisions into the Fianna Fáil lifeboat and head off? No, she's certainly not going to concede that could happen. But this talk about being a social democratic party and, you know, centre-left and so on, I mean, I don't see that reflected really in the North. I think in practice, Fianna Fáil and the SDLP would fit quite smoothly. It was always Fianna Fáil was a more welcoming party when the SDLP went south. You remember you may not remember, Vinnie, you're very young, but there was a time when the SDLP would go down to Dublin to consult what the next step they were going to take would be. And very often they got they always felt they were getting a warmer reception from Fianna Fáil than they were from Fine Gael, who didn't want to know about the North in any shape, form or fashion. Mind you, Fianna Fáil doesn't either particularly, but they're a wee bit more positive about it, I think, than we're Fine Gael.
Let's just bring in at this point commentator and former SDLP SPA, Brendan Mulgrew. Good morning to you, Brendan.
Good morning. Good morning, Stuart.
The news of this of this possible merger will not surprise a lot of people. What are your thoughts on it, Brendan?
Well, it's an issue, or a concept that's been around for nearly 20 years now. When I first started to get some serious traction back in 2001 when Sinn Féin began to eclipse the SDLP in electoral terms. And I certainly don't recognise that 80% of the party supported disbandment, leaving the stage to make way for Fianna Fáil. I think someone's flying a kite there to see what kind of response that they get. But everything is changing on the island. Everything's changing in the north, everything's changing in the south, driven by Brexit, driven by what happened almost 2 years ago. And in the long term, you know, a merger or cooperation or increased cooperation, none of that can be ruled out. And there would be an appetite within the SDLP and within other parties and within Fianna Fáil, there would be an appetite at some level for a new relationship, a new arrangement. I don't know what form that would take, what it would ultimately look like, but 80% of the SDLP currently putting their hands up to say, hey, let's leave the stage here. That's not on the agenda. And Jude's point about the relationships that SDLP have had with Fianna Fáil over the years, certain individuals in certain branches and certain geographical locations, even though they've been very close to Fianna Fáil. But the SDLPs, the doors of every single political party in the South have always been open to the SDLP. And the SDLP, in the days leading up to Good Friday Agreement and to the Downing Street Declaration, all of those milestone moments that have defined the politics that we're now living in, the SDLP cooperated and worked with very closely with whomever was the government of the day. It certainly wasn't just Fianna Fáil. It was with every political party down south.
I didn't suggest that. I just said that they would have got a warmer welcome from Fianna Fáil. Not that they wouldn't have negotiated with Fine Gael. Of course they would.
Well, and did. The word and did, and with the Irish Labour Party as well. And, you know, some key figures in the Irish Labour Party played key roles at around the time of the Good Friday negotiations as well. But I don't recognise what I'm reading this morning, that 80% of the party supported leaving the stage to make way for Fianna Fáil. I think it's an evolution rather than a revolution that we're probably going to be looking at here.
Wording is obviously very important, Brendan. So do you think maybe merger is more accurate? We have a statement here from the SDLP. I'll read some of it for you in a moment. But one line, it says, as we have always said, realignment across the island cannot be ruled out in the future, but our focus remains on working to stop a return to British direct rule by restoring devolution to protect the interests of people here through a locally accountable government. So there's no actual denial in the full statement in relation to the Belfast Telegraph article. And in fact, that line there, you could read into that, which maybe we shouldn't read too far. As we have always said, realignment across the island cannot be ruled out in the future, Brendan.
But realignment across the island is something that the SDLP and other parties, you know, Sinn Féin, the SDLP and Fianna Fáil, through its core belief in reuniting the island, has a core belief, a realignment of politics. That's what a united island would mean. And the SDLP have held on to
that. So do you think this is nonsense? If you're totally honest, Brendan, you think this is nonsense? It's not really going to happen?
No, I don't think it's nonsense at all. I think if anything was to happen, I don't think it would be a dramatic overnight or by next year's council elections. I don't think anything dramatic would happen by then. I think that Brexit will need to play out, the shape of whatever deal the British government and its chaotic approach to Brexit, that will have to play out, and the impact it's going to have here. With all of that, things will shift over a longer period than next year or in 2 years' time. But in 10 years' time or 20 years' time, will politics look like it currently looks? I don't think it will. And that means north, south, north-south at the one time,
okay,
and relationship between
Fianna Fáil is, well, what many would say, was seen as quite a conservative party. So do you think, are there room for Social Democrats within that?
Well, Claire Hannan on the news this morning was talking about a centre-left party. And even, of course, within the SDLP, there are different preferences or different preferred relationships which would open up in a new dispensation. And there's a wing of the SDLP, which, of course, there's obviously an argument in the SDLP is a the Green Party.
We're losing you a bit there, Brendan. We'll try and sort out your line, see what's going on with that. Jude, in terms of the practicalities, and I know we're talking theoretically here and with what the SDLP have said is or is not happening, but will this mean that any elected rep from the SDLP in Northern Ireland would be out of a job, or they would then become a Fianna Fáil Are they going to totally step aside for them? How would this possibly work?
Well, it's very hard to know, and that would be up to the SDLP, but I think that the SDLP would be wise to consider that what way are they heading at present? In the next election here, are they likely to gain seats or lose them? Well, I think most people would agree, and I'm sure most SDLP people would agree in their hearts, that they'll have fewer seats. So if they're going to have a merger, the sooner they do it, the better, because then they'll be negotiating with Fianna Fáil from a relative position of strength. But if they leave it longer, you know, they'll be dwindling and they'll have less muscle to bring to the merger with Fianna Fáil. The other thing is, of course, Fianna Fáil, I think, will be very open to this, or at least consider it, because, as I said, Fine Gael are doing rather well with their new leader, Leo Varadkar, and with their performance in terms of Brexit. So Fianna Fáil has to answer the question, how do we respond to this popularity that Fine Gael has gained because of their attitude to Brexit and talking about an economic all-Ireland situation? Do we respond to it by, as has now been indicated, maybe becoming an all-Ireland party? That would be a very bold step to become, as it were, the champions of an all-Ireland state rather than somehow the Fine Gael being the champions, at least economically, of an all-Ireland unit. Or do they say, listen, we don't have the time, energy or resources to put into elections in the north. We've got everything it's taking all our efforts to keep ourselves succeeding as best we can in the south, and let's keep our efforts there, embarking on some new campaign or some new adventure in the north where we would merge with the SDLP. That would be a step too far. So you have to think about it from the Fianna Fáil point of view as well as the SDLP point of view. But I believe most sober-minded and realistic SDLP people will look at the figures, look at what's been happening to them over the last 20 years, and they'll be saying, we've got to do something.
But this is quite a drastic move. Surely you heard what Claire Hannah said a moment ago. It's not something that she sounds particularly in favour of. The Beltel also saying here that the sources within the SDLP, they want the move to happen swiftly so that Fianna Fáil can contest next year's council elections here. So that's not really far away at all.
That would be very dramatic. Now, be honest, I don't think that will happen. But I could see reasons for some people saying that it might be a good idea because, as you say, or as other people have said, Brexit is changing everything, you know, and alliances are shifting, states are shifting, the possible future of the UK may be shifting. There's so many changes possible that have changed, such as Fianna Fáil moving from being the Republican Party, in quotation marks, for all Ireland in word, changing that into deed, it's not beyond the bounds of possibility.
And of course, Fianna Fáil have said in the not-so-distant past, Brendan, that they did have an interest in standing in the council elections here next year. So this maybe isn't as pie in the sky as you might think.
Yeah, they have. In fact, if you go back probably about 10 years, maybe even a slightly longer period than that, different leaders of Fianna Fáil have set up working groups to look at involvement in Northern elections. I think they even appointed at one stage a senior figure from within the party to look at how the practicalities of that would work. So that wouldn't be the idea of Fianna Fáil examining the possibility of contesting elections in the North would not be a dramatic thing if it were to happen. But it's not as if it hasn't been on the agenda for this past 10 years and more, both under Micheál Martin and previous leaders as well. What Jude is talking about is the practicalities of how, if a decision is taken that there's to be a merger or there's to be a working together.
Leaving the stage.
Those are practicalities as to how it would happen. To me, the big hurdle that the SLP would need to get over internally is it's going to happen. And that could mean at one dramatic level, SDLP leaves the stage and Fianna Fáil come north and assume or that they can look for the votes of previous SDLP supporters. Or it means that the SDLP elected members, you know, work under a Fianna Fáil brand or a joint brand, something like that. There's different ways in which increased cooperation could happen.
Let me ask you a question, Brendan. I know you'll be completely open and honest with me. Would you like to see it happen?
Personally, yeah, I would like to see a new political option for people in the north. Yeah, I'd be open to that happening for some time.
And what do you think? I know you questioned this 80% figure I know we've been told that the suggestion is that there's more support within rural areas for this within the SDLP. So what do you think? Do you think this is?
I just wouldn't be close enough, any, to be honest, to put a figure on it. But I know there would be a perception that it would almost be an urban rural split, or a Belfast rest of Northern Ireland split, as regards to those who would be open to that. And of course, those who live close, the closer you get to the border, the more the natural inclination is that people do sort of look south and have those almost inherent or instinctive alliances with southern parties, and in some cases, particularly with Fianna Fáil. But there's no 80% figure that I recognise. But I just wouldn't know what the strength of feeling is for particular courses of action. I do know that within the SDLP, I suppose in every party as well, there's an ongoing internal examination which says, where are we? Where are we going? How do we get to where we currently are? And what can we do to turn that around?
Okay.
And that involves taking big decisions and having hard conversations.
All right. I'm sure we will come back to this in some shape or form. Thank you very much, Jude Collins. And Brendan Mulgrew, thank you as well. Just another line from that SDLP statement that they've sent to us. That they say, our politics and our movement are crucial to the future of this island, and we will not abandon our vision for a reconciled people in a new Ireland.